I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 8th. A known white supremacist group placed leaflets in a Weymouth neighborhood this past weekend. The New England Nationalists spread literature in weighted paper bags around the Lake Street area of Weymouth back on Sunday. In addition, anti-liberal graffiti was found spray-painted on the ground at the entrance to the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Profanity was used in messages against President Biden, liberals, gays, and transgender people. Cans of spray paint were also set on fire at that site. The Four River residents against the compressor station are asking Enbridge Energy to share their video surveillance in an effort to identify the suspects. A Holbrook man was indicted on 11 charges of allegedly attacking his neighbor over his heritage. A legal immigrant who came to the U.S. over a decade ago. 56-year-old John Houlihan faces charges including mayhem and civil rights allegations, according to the Norfolk County DA's office. Allegedly in May, the victim was parked in his driveway speaking on the phone when Houlihan approached him and banged on his window, demanding that he roll it down. Houlihan then allegedly struck the victim repeatedly in the face. The victim fled his car and entered his rental home. Houlihan then allegedly followed the man into his home, where he continued to attack him, including striking him in the head with a bottle, knocking him to the ground, and shouting to his landlord that she should get this Russian out, but the victim is not Russian. Houlihan was held after a dangerousness hearing in May, but released under conditions including that he wear a GPS device, stay out of Holbrook, live in Quincy, and stay away from alcohol. A swim center in Cohasset was shut down after several young adults fell ill following a swim practice. The office of the town manager said the Cohasset Swim Center was shut down after four young adults said they felt sick after using the facility on Wednesday. The center opened without their finalized building or pool health inspection permits, according to officials. Before the opening, the Cohasset Health Department reportedly learned that a broken pipe had caused half the water from the largest pool in the complex to leak, resulting in a chemical imbalance. Swim center staff apparently opened the pool for use before the water in the main pool was fully balanced and certified by the health department. Officials said the town's director of public health and the building commissioner conducted an immediate inspection of the center before shutting it down. The office said the facility has also since received a pool certification from the health department, but that there are still open building permits the center needs to complete. The Cohasset Swim Center is a nonprofit community pool for residents of Cohasset and surrounding towns. According to the center's website, it is not owned or operated by the town itself. In a stern letter, the EPA is warning the company that's dismantling the decommissioned Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant in Plymouth against proceeding with a plan to dump wastewater into Cape Cod Bay. The letter, dated June 17th, released by Senator Markey's office, was the latest salvo in a controversy that has roiled South Shore and Cape Cod communities since last fall. That's when the company Holtec floated the possibility of dumping about 1 million gallons of radioactive wastewater into the bay. In May, Holtec told the EPA in a letter that an existing permit allowed it to discharge treated wastewater into the bay. But in its reply, the EPA flatly disagreed. On Wednesday, a Holtec spokesperson said, "We continue to look at all the options available for disposing the wastewater." Holtec did not say if it had responded to the EPA letter. Pilgrim was shut down in 2019. After 46 years in operation, the water at issue was used to cool spent fuel rods and is being kept in a pool inside the power plant. Holtec could truck the water to a different site for disposal, evaporate it, or, likely the cheapest option according to activists, discharge it into the bay. Quincy police are investigating the reported theft of a motorcycle. A woman tells police her motorcycle was stolen from outside her East Howard Street home in Quincy Point. The bike was stolen sometime between 10:30 last night and 3 o'clock this morning. Motorcycle is reportedly a Yamaha worth $19,000. There is no description of a suspect. A free walk-in COVID-19 vaccine clinic will be held today at the Kennedy Center in Quincy. Manet Community Health Center will run that clinic 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., offering the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and boosters. Parental consent is required for anyone under 18. A free patriotic concert will be held on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. Tom Lamarck and his orchestra will perform favorites from the Great American Songbook. Quincy native Elaine DiLorenzo Spitz is the special guest vocalist. Leaders of the Massachusetts state legislature say they will act to provide one-time tax rebates of $250 to eligible individual taxpayers and $500 to eligible married couples. The announcement comes as residents face high inflation and the state has collected historic surpluses. Budget watchers at the Mass Taxpayers Foundation expect that the legislature will have a surplus of $3.6 billion when the final accounting of the fiscal year that ended last week is complete. According to a joint statement issued by House Speaker Ron Mariano, Senate President Karen Spilka, and others, eligibility for the one-time tax refund payments will be based on annual income reported in 2021. Those eligible will need to have earned at least $38,000. The maximum will be $100,000 for individuals or $150,000 for couples. If implemented, the payments would be sent out before the end of September. The current legislative session ends at the end of July, and Massachusetts lawmakers have several priorities still left to complete, including the next state budget. Budget for the state's new fiscal year could include a $600 million tax relief package. Governor Baker has pushed for the budget to double tax credits for dependents and child care, double the allowable maximum for the senior circuit breaker property tax credit, and increase the cap on deductions for rent payments from $3,000 to $5,000. Logan Airport's expected to make Terminal E and roadway improvements after the Biden administration announced $1 billion in funding for work at the nation's airports. The Biden administration said 85 airports across the country will get upgrades as part of the funding. The biggest changes at Logan will be at Terminal E, the international terminal, which opened in 1974. The White House is allotting $50 million to improve the facilities there, including expanding the baggage claim area to accommodate the ongoing gate expansions. Terminal E's curbside area will also be improved along with the ticket counters. The White House said the project will also increase energy efficiency in Terminal E. White House is also allotting $12 million in funding for roadway improvements at Logan. Repairs will be made to the arrival roads for Terminals A and E. The road between Terminal C and E will also be improved. The Biden administration says the $1 billion comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 346. The NASDAQ rose 259. The S&P added 57. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher after two Federal Reserve officials said the U.S. economy might avoid a recession. And a news report said China might boost construction spending to stimulate its struggling economy. Currencies are down. Oil is up to $103 a barrel. Sports: Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-5. Back at it at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy, warm and humid, a high of 84. For tonight, hazy, a low 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 80. Sunny 81 on Sunday, sunny 88 on Monday. For the boater, waves about a foot, and wind out of the south at 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 7:11 p.m. Sunrise at 5:15, set at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 8th.